The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's $300 in bonus bets if you win your first $5 bet. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Ian Dempsey.
Playing the music you love. Today.
Now, I am fascinated by technology, as some people will know, and I'm also fascinated by a story I saw from CES from Las Vegas earlier on this month, and that is all about a guy called Padraig Connolly. He's the CEO and founder of a company called Swippet, and Swippet is an instant power system designed to double the lifespan of your phone's battery and power your day in just 2 seconds. Padraig, stop. How are you?
Hey, how are you doing, Ian? How are you?
Very good. How does this thing work? So it's called Swippet, and you're saying that it'll power your day in just 2 seconds, your battery. How does it work? To explain it, will you?
Okay. Some of the articles there are putting up, you know, we charge your phone in 2 seconds. It's not what we do, which is impossible. We worked really hard to figure out a way around that. Right. So what we did is we integrated a 3,500 milliamp battery into a slim, sleek case. Military grade, same as any of your other, I can't name our competitors, but same as any of the rest of them.
Yeah.
That's a smart case. We've hidden a PCB within the case, and we've connected the case itself to your phone through the USB-C. So as far as your phone is concerned, as soon as you put this into our hub, our unit, we lock it in place. We read the case to make sure it's one of ours. And to make sure that it's not something that shouldn't be in there.
Yeah.
We swap the battery within 2 seconds. We pull it out. Then the unit itself will reshuffle and put the next optimized battery in place and put that battery where it needs to be to get its power back into it. And that's it. You're walking out the door, you're coming home and you're running the kids training or whatever you got to do.
Yeah. And everything is working again, and you don't have worries about power at all, no?
Well, it's five people or a family of five can do it in 30 seconds walking out the door. We've 50 to 90% extra power on top of your battery already, so you'll charge less, and when you need to do it, you'll do it in 2 seconds.
Right. Okay, and it's called Swippet. Now, what kind of cost base are you talking about here? How much is this going to cost?
The hub with five internal batteries is $450 as we're launching in America right now, and a case is $120.
Right, okay. And there's been a huge interest since CES, isn't there?
We're blown away. Yeah, New York Times are calling us the most interesting thing in phone charging in years, and Forbes have a great article about us. Tom's Guide just came out last night.
Yeah.
We came home on Sunday, and we're back in New York now. Fox News are doing something on the Today Show.
Yeah.
It's gone wild. It's gone wild.
Absolutely. Has Tim been on to you?
Tim.
You're not going to tell me if he has anyway.
He has not, no.
Okay. Well, listen, and what about, is it available in Ireland or is it available anywhere yet? Is this now in a kind of
It's pre-orders now, sorry. Yeah. And we're actually doing 30% off because of pre-orders.
Ah,
and
very good.
To get support from people, we're doing an extra $100 on top of that for the CES show.
Yeah.
That'll end pretty soon. And we'll start getting them out to some people in April, but volume in June.
Yeah, fair play to you. Well, listen, Padraig, from Castlegar in Galway, fair play to you, and thank you very much. So it's Swippet, Swippit, and people can look that up on the old Tinternet.
Swippit.
Oh, two T's at the end of it. Okay, right.
Yeah.
Very good. Okay, they can look it up if their battery is fully charged. Good luck, Padraig. Congratulations.
Right, thanks,
cheers.
Bye bye.
We are going to Connemara. Oh, lovely. Connemara is beautiful and so picturesque. And Ger O'Toole is there, starting work at 8 and not feeling very confident about winning. But sure, you never know. You just never know. Ger, how are you?
Good, Ian. How are you?
Excellent. It is lovely in Connemara, isn't it?
Well, it's a bit dark at the moment, but, you know, it's grand.
So the Connemara Foggy. Tourist it's Board now will be around to your house and they say, Ger, please, every time you're asked that question, you say, yes, it is just idyllic. I love it here.
Well, I live here, so it's not that bad.
Yeah, it's lovely. You probably get used to it after a while.
You do.
Anyway, I've got five keywords about a topic. We haven't revealed what the topic is yet. So do you want to have a go, yeah?
Oh, God, yeah, go on.
You could win €1,000. I'd love if you just won it. You just breeze through this.
Believe me, you wouldn't have it half as much as me.
Well, let's see how we get on, Chair. Best of luck. I've got my fingers crossed for you. Here we go. All right, now.
Today's waffle topic is
Pat Short.
Oh, comedian, Tipperary, Unbelievables, Kilna Scully.
Whoa.
Breakfast Roll.
One more.
John Kinney.
Go on.
Daughter, God, what else do we do? That show lately, the songs, Songs of Ireland.
No, not that one, go on.
Oh,
another one on the TV.
Oh, no.
Oh, you got 4 out of 5 and you weren't confident. That was absolutely brilliant. Knocked it out of the park. Except for... Do you recognise that?
Father Ted?
Yeah. He was in Father Ted.
Oh, he was.
Father. Anyway, Ger, I'm sorry about that, but listen, you're good at this. You should call back sometime. It'd be good to have you on again.
Yeah, if I get the same subject again, I'll call back.
Exactly. Listen, don't be getting carried away now, Shauna. This is what happens nowadays, right? In this world, right? People half hear stories on the radio.
Yeah.
Quishock didn't say that it's going to be a 4.5. She said people are saying that they would like a 4 and that would be the optimum level. You know the way people look for a 4-day week?
Yes.
Right. So she was saying that, you know, both employers and employees have agreed that a 4.5-day week could work.
It would be ideal.
Yeah.
I can tell you here now. It would be fabulous.
Will it ever happen?
It would be a massive treat.
Right.
It would.
Do you agree that it should be the afternoon rather than the morning?
I think you made a very good point
Thank you.
The value out of the day then.
Right, okay.
But I think that people would love it. I think people would work harder. They'd be happier in their job.
And they would probably get the job done that they would normally get job in the 5.
They'd speed
days,
work.
The 4.
Speed
They'd speed work.
They would.
And be more efficient.
Get out the gap.
Yeah, and also I think they will come back with, let me put it this way, a good taste in their mouth.
Exactly.
So they kind of say, these are good people, Ian, that I work for.
I think this is the start of something. I think we need to get on to
Chris.
Somebody. Come on,
Chris.
Boss, somebody.
It's 7:50 in the morning. 4.5-day working week.
Come on. Make it happen.
It's all about the box office. Robbie's movie doesn't perform as well as hoped.
Yes.
This is awful, actually, because it seemed like a good idea, a good premise for a movie.
The reviews are really good as well. So this is the Robbie Williams movie, Better Man. So it opened in American cinemas on Friday. It hasn't performed as well as they had hoped. So the movie cost $110 million to make, which is obviously a very big budget for that type of movie. It has brought in just $1 million at the weekend, which is very disappointing.
Just in America,
that's
then?
Just in America.
Okay,
now,
see, he's not as well known in America.
No,
really,
and that's the whole thing. You have to remember, the American audience haven't got a clue who Robbie Williams is.
Who is this guy?
Who is this guy?
Now, is he a monkey?
That's a whole other kettle of fish. Yeah. So I don't think it's a reflection on the quality of the movie itself. Yeah. I think it's more that people aren't familiar with him. Now, to be fair, he's been on the press trail. He's been out there a lot. So, you know, there is a lot of press around it, but it didn't do what they hoped. It did perform slightly better in the UK and Ireland. So it's brought in 4.7 million.
Oh, that's pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean, I think it could be one of those ones that's a bit of a sleeper.
Yes.
That, you know, when it goes to streaming and to, you know, the different channels and it's available for your home, a lot of people might like it and it could become slightly culty.
Cult. Slow burner. Now, there you go.
Okay, well, that's that one. And speaking of the box office, then, you've got the Irish box office's record year. They've made a lot. And
yes.
A lot of people are going to the cinema then.
They're back in the cinema in a big way. So, oh my God, I couldn't get my words.
I think you need a half day off.
I need a half day, big time. So 2024 was the highest box office figures for 5 years in Ireland.
Wow.
And the top 5 movies that Irish people watched were as follows.
Can you do 5 to 1?
I'll do 5 to 1, yes. So yeah, in at number 5 was Gladiator 2.
Right.
Thought that would have performed slightly
five,
better.
Yeah.
Number 4 was Wicked. Number 3 was Deadpool and Wolverine.
Wicked, Deadpool, Wolverine. Yeah, yeah. Wicked I thought would have been a bit better as well.
Yeah, so did I. Yeah. And Despicable Me 4 was in at number 2. But at number 1, Ian,
yes,
it was Inside Out 2, which I can't tell you I've seen it.
I haven't watched it.
Yeah.
Yeah, really good.
Well, it was very popular. It brought in 6.213 million in Ireland alone.
That's mad, isn't it?
That's good one, isn't it?
It's very good. Yeah.
You go
Did you see Inside Out 1?
No, I didn't. No, I have a lot of work to do.
It was probably. I have a life. For anybody who's just tuning in for the first time, what are we talking about here? It was an idea from a news story yesterday.
Yes. Yeah. So basically, new research says that a 4.5 day working week is the optimum compromise for both employees and employers.
So people are agreeing on this. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is research. This is fact.
Yeah.
But with this in mind, we are proposing that bosses and managers in offices and workplaces all across the country give their employees a once-off.
Sneaky
half day.
So this is not every Monday. This is just a once-off.
Next Monday. The 20th of January. So if you are in charge and you want your team to think you're the soundest boss ever, you can sign up now by todayfm.com/sneaky. And Ian, I have good news.
So todayfm.com/sneaky.
I mean, that's a great website as well.
Okay.
And I just want to type that in, just to type it in. But I can tell you, the dream is becoming a reality, Ian.
Wow.
Yes, this is not just a pipe dream. We have our first official sign up.
All right.
And they are on line one. I've got Alwyn Lydon on line one.
Hello, Alwyn.
Ian, how's it going?
Very good.
You had us at sneaky.
Oh, great. You're going to do it, Alwyn, are you?
We're going to do it. Yeah, we are, yeah.
So who are you now?
I work for REA Southern Auctioneers in Carlowtown. So auctioneers, should we do nothing anyway?
They're busy people.
You can just do your diary and say, okay, well, you cut off and pretend there's a big meeting on that day, the afternoon. And you can do all your stuff in the morning or the next day or whatever.
Scheduling,
very efficient.
And when you say you work for REA Southern Auctioneers in Carlow, that means you had to ask somebody who owns it, basically, who's the boss. Are you the boss? Is that the situation?
Oh, no, I wish. No. Yeah. Harry is our boss, but he's very sound. Very sound.
Harry, he sounds sound.
Sound bosses.
That's what you need. So how did you approach it? Did he hear about it or did you have to bring it to him?
No, I just told him we were doing it.
That's the attitude.
Thanks a million, Alwyn. Good luck.
Guys.
Cheers. There we go. REA, Southern Auctioneers and Carlos. So join the group. So
Come on.
todayfm.com/sneaky. Ireland's nightclub sector is on the brink of collapse. Did you know that? If you like going out and having a nice time, having a bit of an old dance or whatever, and meeting your friends in your locality or in the centre of the capital city or in Cork or Galway or whatever, it is on the brink of collapse with a decline of 84% since the turn of the century. Now, that's not that long ago. Turn of the century sounds like it's over 100 years ago. It's only a few years, really, at this stage, 24 years. So there are 83 active nightclubs across Ireland now, according to advocacy group Give Us the Night. I love the name of that group, Give Us the Night. Bit of a George Benson vibe off that one. This is compared, so it's 83 at the moment, nightclubs in Ireland, in the whole right across Ireland, 83 active nightclubs. This is compared to 522 that was in 2000 at the turn of the aforementioned centuries. There you go. Now, here's a stat. We're going to ask you a question, actually, just to see if you can work this out. Maybe this is in your county, or maybe you've been in this county and you couldn't find a nightclub. 9 counties have just one single nightclub open. Okay? 9 counties, just one single nightclub. And just one county in all of Ireland has no nightclubs open anymore. So obviously the implication is there that it did have at one stage, but now there are no nightclubs in one county in Ireland. Can anybody guess which county that is? I had a guess and I was wrong. The most popular wrong answer was Leitrim. And I must say that was the guess that I had. I think it's down to the size of Leitrim, quite a small place. And you kind of say, okay, well, you know, if you take it on that and kind of per capita and all that kind of business. I said Leitrim as well. Lots of other people said Leitrim. But the answer is very surprising because I thought this was a bit of a hotbed for nightclubs and nightlife and all that. Kilkenny. What? Tony said that. So you got it right. Well done, Tony. I think Kilkenny doesn't have an active nightclub. Langton's nightclub stopped before Christmas and there isn't any other one. So we'll leave the lines open on that now for a few minutes in case somebody says, ah, yeah, no, if you go past Langton's and turn left and go down the little lane, you'll find, you know, I know there's lots going on nightlife-wise in Kilkenny, but I find it very hard to believe that there's no active nightclub, regular nightclub there. But Tony says so, and this article we're reading in the paper says so as well. So our number here is 087-4100-102. Ah, oh, Kilkenny, come on. You got to have a good night out.
Ian Dempsey.
Playing the music you love. Today.